There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is being the geek.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con podcast as we hurtle towards the end of space and time. And we get through these 50 days and approach Atlanta at warp speed and things other techie sort of jargon with Lee as our comm officer. How are you doing, Lee?
I'm doing well. And why am I the comm officer?
I don't know. Because that wasn't that a horror's job? I thought it was. I don't know what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
I just see you in the miniskirt.
I think I'm going to be the captain.
Okay. Then that
you're
makes
the
me
comm officer because you've got the soundboard.
That makes me the admiral then, right? No, probably
it
not.
It is your website,
probably,
so yes.
Probably not, probably
admiral.
Not.
That makes you the admiral.
Yes, go ahead.
So the schedule's out, but I just cannot believe we're in. I'm still just kind of standing here like I can't believe we're in single digits.
Yeah, as we record this, we're about 9 days out. So yes,
I'm sitting here thinking I'm okay. I'm good. I've got my schedule, and then I realized because we just had a chat with somebody else who's like, oh, I got to pack up all my boxes, and I'm like, yeah, I probably should do that too.
Yeah, I should point out that according to the Dragon Con schedule, that's 10 days out, but of course. For you, it's really 9 because you got to be there Thursday.
You got to be there Thursday.
Even though there's nothing going on Thursday officially for Dragon Con, you have to be there Thursday to set
there
up.
There is not anything. Well, actually, there is an official party. Remember Dr.
Oh, yeah. Alternate History. Yes, that's right.
Alternate History is doing a Thursday night party, and that is official. That's about the only official thing. And there is not an extract 9 a.m. panel.
No. At least not yet.
Not now.
And next year, true, but not this year. And you know, by then we'll all just kind of have, you know, we'll remember these times as the classic Dragon Con years before there was a fifth day.
It is, you know, if you talk to people at Dragon Con, they're like, I remember when we were in one hotel. I remember when we were in the Hilton. I remember this. You know, I think I hear people talk about that at con too sometimes because they'll talk about, I remember when I watched TV shows where they just had cardboard and little lights sticking up. And that was what they called a panel for your computer.
Right.
And, you know, there are places for people to talk about that at Dragon Con. Did you know that?
I did not. If only we had a director that could talk about those kind of things.
If only we could talk about an American sci-fi classics panel at Dragon, a track at Dragon Con. But you know what? We got somebody here.
Oh, we
His
do.
His name's Joe, and he's the director.
Oh,
he is.
Hey, Joe.
Whoa, hey.
Welcome.
Hey, Joe. And so, yes, American sci-fi classics. And that actually is American sci-fi classics because most of the shows in your panels were actually made in America, unlike the current TV shows that are in the American sci-fi and media panel, which are made in Canada. So, congratulations. It really is the American classic. So what is American classics? What are American sci-fi classics? How does something get in there?
It's everything before, everything from the 20th century. I'm saying the 20th century is our cutoff.
Okay. That's
TV and movies that from, and I'm counting the year 2000 in that, but I think the rough cutoff was like 10 years. So I'm saying 2000 and before.
And that's actually also because technically would fall in there, except that it is still active because it's had movies. So those are the kind of things that he's talking about. It's like fandoms that are not as active, i.e. not being on TV as much anymore. So what are some, can you give us, or at all? Yeah, well, we keep hoping they're going to put more. I keep I keep thinking a classic sci-fi TV show channel would do great because, you know, there's so many shows out there. So what are some of the shows that are in your track?
We've got, I've totally spaced on what we got. Babylon 5 and Farscape are our two major things that we're doing this year.
So oh, okay. Two new ones this year. Okay. And then you've also got, I know you've had, Buck Rogers.
That we're also doing this year.
Okay. God, I'm trying to think of, all right, what are some other, Space 1999 would that
like
be you?
Yeah, everything from 2000 and before that isn't covered, that isn't claimed and grabbed by somebody else. that's what we've got.
So in other words,
you wouldn't cover Star Trek because that's
that
covered
be
in Star Trek, right? Yeah.
Yes, they would come and and give us noogies is what they would give us.
Yeah, at least noogies.
They'd give you tribbles and then just watch the hilarity ensue.
They would just give me the one tribble.
Just one tribble, yes.
Do you only need one?
Do they reproduce asexually?
I don't know.
I've got to remember. I've got to figure that out now. Okay.
You guys talk.
I got to go find out.
Okay. What's in sci-fi? Let's talk about you though for a second. So how long have you been coming to Dragon Con?
Since 91.
Wow. So you came early on. So you came when it was about 5 years old. Very cool.
Okay, yeah.
And then, and so how did you, have you been involved in tracks before? Were you just really a member or how'd you get involved in like doing the volunteer thing?
I started out as just a fan coming. From 92, 93, did that for a few years and did just fan stuff. Just came to the panels that didn't really participate in much of anything. And then around 99, I started working at I co-created a sci-fi website called Zealot.com, and they got us in with press passes. And so, yes, that was awesome. And that website lasted about a year.
As they often do.
Yes, because in the year 2000, all websites only lasted about a year. And so that's what happened. We were, me and a couple of my coworkers there, we got into Dragon Con and covered it as press for about a year. And then after that company went we started our own company. We started our own company called Revolution SF, and we've been doing that ever since. We've been running that website for no money for about 10 years while we all went out and got day jobs. And so I've been... And eventually the press pass turned into a guest pass, which I don't know how I managed to convince them to give me that, but hey, whatever. And I ended up going and started doing panels for the sci-fi and fantasy TV track with Kelly and the guy before her, whose name escapes me. Oh, anyway, that guy. And I did some panels for her. Aaron, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
I love Aaron. And I just couldn't think of his name. That's terrible.
happens anyway, all the time.
So I started doing panels for those guys. And those are tremendously fun for me. At this point, after doing this for a number of years, I can't go back in front of the curtain anymore. I like being behind the curtain doing stuff. And that's... what I did, I'm not sure exactly what year Ron, the previous classic track guy, took over, but he needed people to do panels, and I was there, and I started doing some stuff for him, and here I am.
And here you are. And we just want to say Ron has passed the baton to Joe. There's nothing there. It wasn't a Ron is gone. No, because Ron's going to be back this year. He's doing some panels and going to be talking to, you said, Gil Gerard, who I had the biggest crush on when I was younger. Oh, my goodness.
Gil Gerard is hilarious.
He is funny. He is very, very
super fun guy. Ron, I'll kind of smoosh together what I can say about Ron and Gil. Ron is going to be back this year. I've worked with Ron for the past few years. Ron is just a big goofball. He's hilarious, and we bounce stuff off each other. He said a few years ago, you know, eventually I want to give this to you. And my first thought was, please God, no, don't do that ever.
Sorry. And I love that. That's great. Oh God, no!
No, please, Ron. This year's the year. He's back this year. He started this last year. He is doing a game show panel called Match Game in the 25th Century. And last year we did the first one, and we kept a secret from everybody that the host was going to be Gil Gerard. Gil was not a guest at the con last year. He just showed up for this panel and surprised everybody. And that was so awesome seeing, because people came for the Match Game thing and, hey, wacky game show. And then Gil Gerard walks in. The scene was tremendous. He brought in some of his, I guess, the I don't know what you call Buck Rogers fans, the Buckos, the Rogerians, I don't know.
I don't know. I loved that show when I was a kid. I loved it.
I also did. And so this year his name is on the track, on the game show. It's so Ron and Gil are going to be doing Match Game in the 25th Century. It's going to be so much fun.
Cool. That sounds very awesome. So
cool.
He really wasn't. He really came down just to hang out.
He did.
Wow, that's awesome.
He lives in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, I did not know that.
I actually did not know that myself.
Somebody told me that. Lives in Georgia.
Wait, I think Lee's trying to back out of something. Oh, yeah, no. Somebody else. It wasn't me looking through his window.
No, it was not me. I did not.
I don't stalk him at all. I swear.
Well, I was much younger.
He lives in a nice cul-de-sac. His neighbors are nice.
I did not. You are so evil.
You're
an evil man.
He mows his lawn frequently. last year... I didn't get to I wrote some questions for the Match Game panel, and I was double booked elsewhere, and he told Ron to come get me because he wanted to meet the, and I quote, if you'll pardon my French, sure. He said, I want to meet the son of a bitch who wrote those questions. So there you go. Screaming. He was a scream. He loved the game show last year. That's why we're doing it again this year.
Sweet. That's nice. Where is that game show going to be at?
It is going to be in, let's see, the main room is 703 in the Marriott. And so the game show we're holding in the bigger room all the way across that floor in 603.
Oh, okay. So that's not a main programming room, though?
No.
No, okay. But it is a larger room.
It is a larger room, yeah.
Okay, cool. What are some of the other panels you have this year that you're looking forward to?
Every year for Ron, and I'm continuing this year, I do two panels. I do another game show called Stump the Geeks, where I sometimes prepare questions. And sometimes I just wing it. And that's
depending on how busy the schedule is.
Exactly. I have been known to still be writing questions as people are filing into the room. And the big thing I do there is, if you get the question wrong, I spray you with Hulk brand cologne.
Oh, there is a such thing?
There is a real Hulk cologne.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What does it smell like?
It, It smells like angry dog.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good.
Angry wet dog.
That sounds even worse.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But now I want to go smell it.
Exactly. Everybody does. Last year, somebody raised their hand and didn't. She said, "I don't have an answer for the question. I just want to be hoped." So people in my little room in our room are going Hulk, Hulk, Hulk every time anyone gets a question wrong because they want to get sprayed, and so it's turned into a thing. I did it to be goofy 1 year, and now it's a thing. Actually, it's a Hulk. It's not a thing at all.
Are we gonna all hope that it dies at some point? That the bottle goes empty?
I'll just get another one.
Are they still available?
Here's the thing.
Let's check eBay.
I'm sure it's there. But that's where I found it in the first time. But this year, thanks to the magic of the Avengers movie, there is a new Hulk cologne that actually smells good.
Oh.
Well, no.
Better. Really?
Better. Let's say better.
But it doesn't smell like angry wet dog. It's got to be better than that. Yeah.
Exactly. But there's a whole line of Avengers cologne, and I felt like, well, after the years of Hulk cologne, I have to buy these. So right now I smell like Iron Man, according to my 9 year old.
All right, where do you get these? Because now I'm just dying.
I'll totally send you a link. I can
please do.
I got them on Amazon right here.
Oh, it's on Amazon? Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you're talking about this panel and the I love the match game, but. So what other panels are you really looking forward to this year? Have you got some guests coming? Or
yes, here's what we got. We had Cary Elwes. He canceled. So he's not coming. I know. That was inconceivable. Thank you.
Very good. Very good.
Boo.
I wanted to. If I could have gotten Andre the Giant years ago, I would have.
He would have loved Khan.
He would have.
I think he would have loved
the mask quantities.
Would have loved him.
Mm. Anyway, so we don't have
enough traffic again.
Here's what we have. We've got the several cast members from Farscape, Bruce Boxleitner and Mira Furlan from Babylon 5, Adam West and Burt Ward.
Yes.
Who you some people may have been familiar with. Adam West, I think, was on Family Guy.
That's true. I don't know.
Has he done other things?
He might have. I think.
Recently.
Anyway, so Adam West and Burt Ward.
He was on Fairy Odd Parents.
He was. You're right.
Cat
and
Man.
He was on SpongeBob once. I've seen that one about 800 times.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's it.
I have a 9-year-old.
He's a voiceover talent.
Anyway, so Adam West and Burt Ward are reuniting on stage three times. We have three Adam West and Burt Ward panels.
Oh, that's really
cool.
It's going to be great. And some of the usual suspects, Richard Hatch is going to be, he's one of ours. And Gil Gerard and
Classic
Aaron Gray.
Classic Battlestar, yep.
Sure. But Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray are also, in addition to, Gil is doing Match Game. And Aaron Gray, I think, every year does Tai Chi workshops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There is a Tai Chi workshop. She's on there.
She's totally doing that.
We haven't talked about those. There are workshops if you go on the Dragon Con site and you can see them. And Aaron Gray is doing a Tai Chi. Virginia Hay from Farscape, she played Zahn, the blue bald person, on Farscape is doing, I want to say, a meditation workshop. So, and there are other ones. There are other workshops there, too. You should go and look at that. Those are pretty cool.
And Virginia Hay is one of our Farscape people. So
yes.
Really, what we're saying is that my track has cornered the market on the meditation industry.
There you go.
So if you want to be calm and relax, my track's the one you want to come to.
That's the one I come to. Well, you've got a couple. I thought you had like Chaya as somebody else, like one or two other people from Farscape as well. So it's kind of, you're gonna have a pretty cool Farscape panel.
I've got several folks whose names escape me at the moment, but yes, that I have a good batch, a gaggle. Let's say a gaggle of Farscape cast members, and they're gonna be doing their thing, and let's see, those guys, and and Dean Cain.
Yes. He kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but yeah, that's right. He is back. Well, actually, it's the first time there, isn't it? Right?
I think so. Yeah, it's the first time I've done. I don't know if it's his first time at Dragon Con, but it's the first time I've had him on.
He of course is on for Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark. Yeah.
Yes.
As it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, "Is that really the right name?" Yes,
that
it is. Okay.
Right,
yes.
Lois and Clark: The Further Adventures of Superman.
Nice.
Wow.
Watched it.
In Lee for the
I
win.
I loved it.
That was the Superman show that had both tights and flights. Unlike.
Yes. Unlike that one. Like a show like Smallville. When would it go into your? Into your area? Would it be like 10 years out from now? Or
I think the way we count it is its start date, not its end date.
Oh, okay.
So it's coming up soon. I suppose maybe next year when we get Smallville, because I don't think there's any Smallville stuff happening officially this year.
No, I don't think so. I think
so
you're right.
It's been big on the main. The other guys, the new TV guys, the ones that Kelly Harkins runs, and but I don't think she's doing any Smallville stuff this year. But next year, I think those are going to be our people. Here's what I want to do. Here's what I like doing. I don't want there to be a schism. Can we say schism?
Yeah, sure.
On the
podcast?
If we can pronounce it, sure.
John will have to look it up. It's okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Is it schism?
Or
is
it schism.
Schism. Schism.
You're
schism.
Right. No, you got it. You got it.
Ooh, wow. I'm surprised. But I want the new show people and the people who come to my classics track to be as one, to be brothers and sisters in nerdiness, because on the American Sci-Fi and Fantasy TV track, the new show people, I get, like, over the last few years, no crossover. Well, I didn't know you were doing panels next door, and that's crazy because we're right next door to each other.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
And we're a bunch of fun folks, or the people I have gathered this year are a bunch of good, clever. I got my top nerds. I recruited my the top geeks that I could to come in here and do the thing. That's what I'm doing.
Geeks, yay, geeks. We like it.
Geeks rule.
I just have to tell you that I did find the Amazon cologne that you were talking about, the Avenger set. And just want to tell you, there's Patriot.
Yes.
The Mark 7. Patriot is both reserved and sexy. They don't tell me what it smells like. The Mark 7 combines mandarin, neroli, nasturtium. I always say that wrong. It's a flower. And that bothers me because I really like flowers. And I say nasturtium wrong if I say it quickly. Jasmine layered with light patchouli create a resolutely sophisticated cologne with a touch of devil may care whimsy. That's hysterical. Flaunt your divinity
right now.
I love it. That's awesome. Flaunt your divinity with worthy a woody citrus cologne with bergamot, frozen ginger, and wheatgrass blended with a hint of fresh natural grapefruit.
Are you
layered? I'm reading this.
Are you still speaking English?
I am.
Okay.
And layered deeply with aromatic cypress. And yuzu, which I don't know what that is, bergamot, and tarragon create smash. clean, clear top notes. That's what it's called. With water lily and nutmeg enriched with Indian sandalwood, vetiver, and musk and sharp cedar. This, it does not smell like wet dog. I got to be very honest, though. And, John, there is a Black Widow one and a Loki, which is unisex. However, these four assembled Avengers cologne set is $50, and that is really, really kind of wow. Seriously?
What would happen if you sprayed them all on you at once?
By my powers combined, I become Captain Planet? I don't know.
Nice. Well done. Is Captain Planet covered? Is Captain Planet covered in your track?
He could be. We do not have. We have in reserve about 17 Captain Planet specific track titles, and we're going to explore. We're going to explore Captain Planet if possible.
There's also a Nick Fury cologne called Infinity Formula.
Sure.
It's called.
I think if you mix,
I'm going to get away from this because I'm going to giggle.
Yeah, I think what happens if you mix all the Avengers colognes together, they smell like Agent Coulson. That's what happens.
Who is awesome. I am so team Coulson. It's not funny.
Which would mean death?
Yes.
Yes. Oh. He would smell dead.
He's not dead.
Sure, he's not.
He's just sleeping.
He's just sleeping forever. Sure. No.
Team Coulson forever.
Spoiler alert, by the way. But if you haven't seen the Avengers, if you are that one person that's listening to this and has not seen the Avengers, you deserve it. So that's basically it.
It's really a dude at the end of the crying game too.
Come on, dude. Now you've just spoiled
that. I messed that. Sorry.
Darth is Luke's father.
Yes,
I stopped three quarters of the way through. I was going to watch the rest tonight.
Sorry.
Tonight was going to be the night. 15 years later. Yes. Awesome.
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
What?
What was I going to say?
Sorry. We're having way too much fun.
So,
podcast.
So, of course, your track is jam full of sci-fi goodness. But if you could
crammed
full, chock full, crammed full. It's crammed full. Okay.
Pushing it all in the room. Yeah.
If you could get out of your track for just a few moments to go see anything this year, what are you looking forward to seeing?
I want to see... Gosh, I've kind of been so wrapped up in the stuff that I'm doing. Ooh, I want to see Jason Momoa, the guy who played in the Conan movie last year.
Yes.
Ah, yes. Now, did you see the Conan movie?
I did.
And what'd you think of it?
It was okay. It was Conan-ish.
Okay, cool.
It was more Conan than I had seen in many a year. So I'll take it. But I could have stood for more. It could have been more Conan-like.
All right, we'll take that.
It was kind of like a Conan, but they just weren't trying hard enough to make it super cool.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Because I have yet to watch it. I've had people say that it was good, and some people have said, it wasn't that great. It's kind of somewhere in the middle, it seems like.
Yeah, I really, really, really wanted to like it, and I'm afraid that I didn't really, really, really like it, and that I was disappointed in myself. I thought maybe there's something wrong with me that I didn't like the Conan movie. So that was my fear.
But of course, he's also done other stuff too.
Yes,
sure.
Yeah,
Stargate Atlantis, Game of Thrones.
He's big on the Game of Thrones. Everybody loves that stuff. Let's see there. So there's that guy. What else do I want to do? Sleep. I wouldn't mind getting some sleep when I'm there.
A nap's good.
A nap. I'm looking forward to having a nap when I'm there. Also, I like going to the dealer's room. I like to check out the action figures. I like to check out the T-shirts and some of the old DVDs. Sure, that's my thing. That's what I look for. Because what we're going to do is after the panels are over, one of the nights, at least one of the nights on my track, we're going to watch some TV shows with two of the people featuring two of the people who've passed away this year, we're going to try to watch an episode of Airwolf. Ernest Borgnine.
That was a fun show.
When the lead actor was in batshit crazy, yes, it was a fun show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that, now that I will give you. I will give you that
and,
point.
But he's pretty much been crazy for about 25 years now.
Yes. And, so he's at least got a track record.
And I'm going to try to find a copy. I'm going to try to dig up a copy of Salvage One, the Andy Griffith sci-fi show.
I don't
want to
know
take a look.
This one.
Oh.
I'm looking it up
How
now.
How did I miss an Andy Griffith sci-fi show?
1979 it's, TV series.
It's so good.
You just looked it up, didn't you?
Oh, no. I know it right out of my head. I'm going to imagine if it was on IMDb, it probably would have gotten like a 7.2 out of 10.
Out of 10? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
if I recall correctly.
One be out for IMDb?
Well, you know, it would be sort of, you know, Harry. There's guy Harry. He runs a salvage operation in which he and his partners reclaim trash and junk and sell for scrap or, you know, other things. Hold on. Page loading. He has a homemade spaceship, which...
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. Wait. It's basically Sanford and Son in space?
Yes.
With Andy Griffith? Mm-hmm. How much money did they pay this man?
Well, there's two seasons of it.
$3.
Wow. There's actually two seasons of it.
There's two seasons? How many episodes?
Let me see. I'm looking it up. I mean, I know off the top of my head. I think season two had like six, and season one had like 12 episodes. So like 18 episodes. Wow.
I recall seeing, I feel like, and I know Bigfoot was on $6 Million Man, but I feel like there was a Bigfoot episode of Salvage One, and that's all I remember about it.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember the Bigfoot episode of $6 Million Man. I do.
Well, yeah.
That was awesome.
Everyone does. Jeez.
Well, that actually, there's actually some lore about that too, so that's very cool. But, okay.
So these are things we're going to do. What I want to do is, and there's going to be a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about the 80s. So we're going to do, there's going to be a lot
of science. 80s.
If we could talk about that for an hour, we would. Well, we're going to do a panel that I like to call.
You could talk about it for 5 minutes.
We could do that. I'm going to talk about, it's a panel that I like to call Manimal and Friends. It's,
oh my God.
A look at only shows that lasted a year or one season or just three episodes. And we talk about that for an hour. We've done that for the last several years. It is the most fun some years that I have had at DragonCon because people have come in. At one point, we brought up the show Earth 2, and a lady in the front row goes, boom, I just won $20. We stopped the panel and I said, what?
Bingo.
She said, yeah, I bet my friend that someone would say, we'd talk about Earth 2, and he bet me $20. And so she won $20. And so then we decided to start doing like a Name That Tune just for one season shows. And I lost my shirt. I was terrible at it. So we're going to be doing that again this year.
So, okay, so Manimal. So, what other, I mean, is it like, okay, so it's just those. It's not shows about people that morphed into animals or anything.
You never saw Manimal?
I did see Manimal.
Oh, okay.
It was the guy who was English and blonde and he could become the Black Panther thing. Yes, I saw Manimal.
That's probably the greatest show in the world.
Wait, was that one Manimal?
Yes, that was it. You had it right.
Okay. Because there was another one with a guy. I want to say Nick Mancuso, and he could become an animal too.
Nick Mancuso.
Was that Mannix? No, not Mannix. One Mannix. Sorry, wrong one. There was something. There was a guy with dark hair, and he could become an animal too, but he didn't become a Black Panther. I don't know.
What was it? What was the one from the '80s with the guy that came out of the computer?
Automan,
yes, thank you. And can drive a 90.
I just won $20.
Yes, 90
I don't remember Automan either.
He could drive in 90-degree angles, and it was his. What is his little sidekick? Was a cursor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome! I won $16.
Yes.
I have to pay somebody money. Science. I'll give you a free Diet Coke if you'll bring up Misfits of Science and talk about it for
Excellent.
5 minutes.
I will totally do that. Here's how the Manimal panel started, because I love Manimal. And years ago, I think the first year that I did stuff on Ron's track, I mentioned Manimal. And then on the next panel I was on later that day, I also mentioned Manimal just as a punchline to something because I'm gregarious and fun. And then a guy in the audience said, that's the second time you've mentioned Manimal in a row on panels that you've been on. So I said to him, so I'm going to mention Manimal in every panel I'm on for the rest of this year. And I did it. And so so I've adopted Manimal as the greatest show in the world. And so I'm going to be the Manimal evangelist from here on out. That's my goal in my career.
So you've decided to quit your day job, walk the earth, mm-hmm. wander the earth, espousing the truths of Manimal. Is that what you...
Six episodes of goodness. That's all there is.
Well, that's all there need to be, right? Because, I mean, it was perfect.
Because it was perfection in those six episodes.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Six episodes, and they're done.
There you go. Right. If it's a good six, man. Those are the best six ever.
Sweet. So,
it's a good six.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Lee.
Well, I was going to say, okay, so we're talking about your favorite shows, and you're probably going to, if you mention this actor, I'm probably going to giggle myself to death. But so if you could have anybody at Dragon Con, any three guests, who do you really hope you could bring? And they can be living or dead,
but not zombies. Right.
Because we don't like zombies.
Well, she doesn't. I again say that there is the armory at Dragon Con, so...
There he is, and it's actually probably really close to his room, but no zombies. So, who would you want? Three guests.
Randolph Mantooth.
Who?
For his name only. That's who I want.
That's all.
I'm sorry. A name like Mantooth, you got to come to Dragon Con.
I want him here. He was in Battlestar Galactica 1980. That's why I want him, and he would be one of my people on my track if I could get him. And so, yeah, Randolph Mantooth, that's one. let's see. Ooh, I know. There was a lady who was in the Indiana Jones movies. I don't know why, because I said Randolph Mantooth, I immediately go to this person. I want to get the evil Nazi lady from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Her name was Allison Duty. Thank you very much. I want her to...
I can see where you're going with these, Joe. Keep going.
And so, actually, just those two, because the third person I want is the only. I want to get Melody Anderson from Manimal. She was the female lead on Manimal, and she was also in Flash Gordon. And
that one, yes, I knew her because she was blonde in Manimal, wasn't she?
Yes.
And she was brunette in Flash Gordon.
Was she?
Yes.
She was. Yes. Okay.
Oh, my God, the things my brain holds. This is just wrong. This is wrong. Okay.
Yeah, that's not wrong. It's so right.
It's so... Keep going.
So
I'm sorry. Right. That's hysterical.
It's
that's
so
great.
Right. It's not wrong. That's when people say, well, no, Manimal is my guilty pleasure. I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilty at all. I love it. I love this stuff. And that's what I want to do. That's what I like writing about on our little website. And I like doing, because being on panels and doing stuff at panels at Dragon Con, it's kind of like doing stand-up for an hour. That's why I want. And that's what I'm going to be doing. That's what we're going to be doing. So it's tremendously fun.
That's cool. Awesome. So those are three. You know what? I have to say, I don't think anybody's ever mentioned any of those three before.
That's a pretty safe bet, Lee.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So speaking
I hope
of,
I win.
Oh, speak. Okay, so, hope, yeah, hope you win. Yes. So speaking of, your website, where can people find you? Where can they find out information about you and what you do outside of Dragon Con? And where can they find out more information about your track?
We have a lovely page on the Facebook. if you've heard of the Facebook.
It's a thing that's it's like blue and white, I think.
It is.
Okay.
And it's Facebook/American Sci-Fi Classics. Wait, is that correct? I'm going to check myself before I wreck myself.
I think I got it right here. Hold. Oh, wait. That's the American Sci-Fi Media one. Oh, I'm not a member of the group. Wait a minute. Where is it at? I thought I was.
Come on.
Oh, wait. There's a more. Hold on. I get some more. Click the more button. Oh, keep talking. I'll get to everyone.
Anyway.
Now, so, and you only do sci-fi shows, so you don't do anything like Chips or.
If only. If I think we could and we have.
Well, we had Erica Estrada there years and years and years ago. I'm sorry.
I think Potsy and Ralph Malf were here 1 year too.
Last year.
So yeah. That counts. And yeah. Also, Howard Hessman and Lonnie Anderson were here last year. So I'm going to say those count for me too. If they would show up, I would do something with them. I'd find
awesome.
Something for them to do. And so yeah. So I think if there's a non-sci-fi person who's here, they still come under my umbrella, if you will. And but anyway, we're on the Facebook. That's a big thing. That's where we are breaking the goofiness and the news about stuff that we're doing on the track. And me personally and several of the guys who are doing stuff with me on the track are at revolutionsf.com.
Cool. All right. Uh-huh. I noticed you also have a podcast over there as well.
We do. And we have a podcast. We're on the Facebook and the Twitters, and it's fun stuff. And we're going to be we're revamping the website pretty soon. And we've got 10 years worth of sci-fi reviews and features and fun stuff there. It'll take you a good evening of good solid time wasting to check out all the stuff on Revolution SF.
Cool. All right. And I did find your group. If you do a search for... Where the heck is that stupid name of it? I'm on the wrong page. I did it again. If you do Dragon Con American Sci-Fi Classics track, you'll be able to find the group there. Actually, the reason why I didn't show up is because my request is still pending. I found it today, so I just clicked it when I started talking to you. So there's
check
that.
Check it out. Request no longer pending. Boom, you're in right now.
Oh, look, I got an update. Joe Crow has approved my request.
Aww.
I got a little rock on sign too. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Lee, what are we talking about? Are you one of us?
One of us.
No,
one
because
of
I can't
us.
Keep up with any, everything else
us.
I do.
No, one of
keep
us.
With everything else I do.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I can't. I know. Why do I need a damn day job?
Anyway, okay. So Joe, people can find you there, and of course, I will have links directly to this, all these different various locations on the post that this particular podcast came out on. If you head over to theuniquegeek.com, and you'll be able to find the information there as well, so you can get right to these pages directly. And I guess, that's it. Of course, thank you once again, Joe, for joining us, and thank your staff for putting on a great con and helping all of us older folks that remember all these shows have a good time.
Many of them. Some of them I don't remember.
You don't. I still can't believe you don't remember Automan. Automan was so awesome.
I do not remember Automan and the salvage thing. I just am desperate.
I never knew about the salvage.
See.
I mean, I actually knew about it. I knew everything about it. I'm a big fan. I own. In fact, actually, the dealer room is probably the one place where you will find DVDs of that. So
that is where I will be looking.
And I'm sure
can neither confirm nor deny that is what I'll be doing. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
And I'm sure that they are completely legitimate copies.
Sure.
They They are definitely copies. That is for sure.
Oh, I filled up a closet with that stuff.
My buddy, he found he finally found he'd been looking for Tales of the Golden Monkey. No, wait. What the heck's the name of that show?
That is the name of a show.
Okay, I think that was it. Tales of the Golden Monkey. He was looking for.
I have a book on Tales of the Golden Monkey.
Now hold on. Here's the thing. He bought it. He bought the, shall we say, lower quality DVD.
Sure.
Yeah.
At Dragon Con.
The $5 one.
Of course, you know, 2 months later after Dragon Con, it was released in a higher quality DVD format. So.
That's Tales of the Golden Monkey. Now, see, but it was on two seasons. It came on your one-hit wonders.
Right, it was on two seasons.
Well, some shows I've decided are honorary one season.
Okay.
One-hit wonders. Because, I mean, two seasons, really? That still counts.
Well, it was very short. I tell you, you're going to get a one-hit wonder soon, which is Alcatraz, because I only got one season of it, and I liked it.
And if you see it.
Sorry.
What I like to do is
nine years from now you can talk about it.
I'm going to torment our neighbors at the sci-fi current show tracks, because one day all their shows will be mine. Everyone.
One day.
All your shows belong to me.
All your shows belong to me. There you go. Good one, John. Good one.
Actually, I believe it's all the Europe bases belong to us, right? Is that what it is?
It is.
Us? Okay. But they belong to him, so they're me. All right. So anyway, until next time. I'm hungry. You're hungry?
Oh, wait. I have to tell you one thing.
Okay,
real
go
quick.
Ahead. All right.
Because somebody, we had asked earlier, Eternal memberships are now $2,000. I remember when they were $250 as well. I'm kicking myself.
$250 as in $250,000?
$250.
Yeah, we were just talking to PJ over at Kaleidoscope, and she was saying that she's an Eternal member, and she paid $500 for hers, and she was upset because it was like $275 or something prior to that. And I'm like, yeah, but have you seen it lately? And she bought it back in late 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I remember when I first did coming to Dragon Con, it was right around that $250-$275 mark. Yeah. Stayed there for a while, and we just didn't have any money at that point. We were very young married people and had no money for things like that. But now, oh my.
Yep. Still $2,000. That's a lot of money.
We'll be around for another 20 years. You'll make it back.
Yeah, you get it back. So there you go.
That's true.
Who knows what the price will be next year anyway.
That's right. Okay, so sorry. I wanted to put that in here real quick. So
that's what she said. Anyway.
I wish you could hear my little bell that I have on my desk for just such an emergency. Dang, not there.
Thanks.
Until next time, this is John for Joe and Lee saying peace.
Thank you.
Bye. I was making you wait on that one. I really was.
That's what she said.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.